Poetry on the Radio. Today, Kathleen Kittaway.
In that desperate hour. I come across you after someone had returned your chisel, hammer, saw, to shadows on the wall. Hung instead your pencil drawings at Woodworks Gallery, Bungendore. You'll never know that we met, or even promised to be there. Yet you understood me better than I understood myself. I grasp this in your images of cushions, hens, cat, in the sort of pastels you fell into when there were fewer afternoons than ways to get through them, or avenues to explain what urges a carpenter turned artist to leave his mark in that desperate hour before nightfall amid such pain. This poem, dedicated to George Ingham, a carpenter 1940 to 2003, was shortlisted and published in Grieve Journal 2019. And although saddened not to have known George Ingham in person, I was elated by the simplicity of his drawings. Why did he turn to sketching in those last years before his death, after a lifetime of designing complicated furniture? His images were everyday things we might take for granted, like hens and cats. Mary Oliver published several books on how to write complicated genres, yet she too chose to pen poetry as simply as possible. The older she got, the more simplified her phrases became, and she said she did this in order to be accessible. Did George draw as simply as he could for the same reason? Sketching was new to him, an artistic outlet discovered late in life. How loud the silence between each of Mary's words. Spacious each line George drew. In that desperate hour, for George Ingham, a carpenter 1940-2003. I came across you after someone had returned your chisel, hammer, saw, to shadows on the wall. Hung instead your penciled drawings, Woodworks Gallery, Bungendore. You'll never know that we met, or even promised to be there, yet you understood me better than I understood myself. I grasp this in your images of cushions, hens, cat, in the sort of pastels you fell into when there were fewer afternoons than ways to get through them, or avenues to explain what urges a carpenter turned artist to leave his mark. In that desperate hour, before nightfall, amid such pain.
Today we heard Kathleen Kittaway on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.